So, Maureen Pickett from MenCap, you were on the panel earlier on. The conference is now over. What did you make of today's chat about the economy in Northern Ireland and social enterprise?
Well, I feel very privileged having been here today. I think it's been a really unusual conference in terms of who participated in it and the theme. And fantastic speakers. We had world-class presentations here today who left us with a lot to think about, enough controversy for us to keep on talking about it for some time, and ideas to take away and work on, and work to do, more work to do. I think we have a challenge still to come up with answers for Northern Ireland in terms of how do we build a good economy, a good society.
It's probably unfair to ask after 8 hours of sitting around the table listening to speakers, but what are some of the take-home things that you're thinking about? What's going to be mulling over in your mind as you put your head in the pillow tonight?
Well, I suppose I'll still be debating whether or not the key messages, I think, from David McWilliams about North-South cooperation, and also, I think, a key message about culture and the economy, that the economy isn't just about money. It's about what we believe in, how we behave, who we are, and what makes us that way. And I thought that was a really interesting thought for us to ponder on and figure out, well, what does that mean in terms of what our style should be and how we should behave and how we should pick up that challenge here in Northern Ireland? In relation to, I didn't hear all of the presentations. I had to go out for a conference call in the middle of it. Will Hutton, I think, left us with a little future shock in terms of here's what the world might look like and what are we going to do with that. And the idea of flexicurity and new patterns of working and new kinds of jobs for the future that we need to think about. Bits that maybe I missed but that I feel we didn't get round to, we're talking about related concepts like to have a good society. One of our strongest resources or assets is trust. And economies run on trust. Societies run on trust. How do we build that? And I think in Northern Ireland we have some particular challenges to do in rebuilding trust and in building new kinds of trust, new ways of working.
With your MenCap hat on, did it give you food for thought with regard to that and the community that you represent?
Yes, in all kinds of ways. One is that how difficult it is to get our community to be visible and their issues to be heard. In a debate like this, and yet that's what we have to do, is have those voices heard. And the other is, I think, the fact that care was still such an important area in which there would be jobs and in which there needs to be an economy. And I think we've got some real problems in terms of how we approach care, seeing people as a burden rather than an asset, and turning them into a burden by a system which concentrates on gatekeeping to keep them out, rather than freeing up the system and working further upstream to prevent problems happening.
So still quite a big challenge in terms of some of those Will Hutton future employment.
Yes, I think his concept of maybe he doesn't know enough about care sector, and not just the care sector, people who will require care and the people who provide care, because the majority of people who provide care are unpaid family carers. And if we want a sustainable economy and care to be part of it, then we need to support those people. And I think another important concept we have to bring into our good society is compassion. So trust and compassion, how do we make those things that give us a real economic advantage?
Thank you very much.